Twitter front and center, TV shows as video games, and more. This is the Android Realm Podcast, episode number 178, Flickmaster 2000. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to the episode. Your host, as always, Headphones Neil here. It's a rather quick episode, nothing too fantastic going on, but a lot of random information, so I'll jump right into it and let you guys enjoy your weekend. So to start off with the headlines, Twitter bought the lock screen app developer Cover. There's no real reason as to, or that I saw as to why they did it, but it's most likely to bring your tweets and Twitter stream front and center on your lock screen, or at least provide some contextual basis as far as news and that sort of thing. I can see why they did it, I guess, but there's no actual reason as far as their logic behind it, but it is, I guess, a way to bring news streams up to date, or at least get the latest breaking news on your lock screen as far as context goes. Google provided an update this week to let everyone know that they're implementing a new Verify Apps system for Google Play app installations. Basically, it's going to provide a continual background scanning to make sure apps are behaving safely. So the way it went right now, or as of last week, was that when you install an app, they're checked to make sure there's nothing malicious. Once there's updates and all of that, updates are provided, they're checked again. But not anything after that. So if there's something that's added or done behind the scenes that were missed in an initial check, or let's say the database got an update for changes to what's considered malicious, then it's too late. So basically, this continual scanning will check against their regularly updated list of malware that they know of and make sure that no app reacts poorly. So basically, now it's going to be a four-step process. The first step is apps are verified prior to installation. The second step is that they'll warn or block any potentially harmful apps behind the scenes. So if there's anything they find, then they'll block it right away. You do need an Android 2.3 and above a device running Android 2.3 or above, and it has to be running Google Play for this to work. So from my understanding, this would mean that the Android market that was out before Google Play is no longer, so it's not supported. And the fourth step is that there's continuous on-device monitoring. So as their list of malware increases, or if there's something that was missed and they catch it after the fact, then they can take care of it then to keep users as protected as possible. But that's really all there is for that. It's nothing that's anything special, but at least they're working to make sure that devices are as secure as possible. And finally, Google Chrome beta was updated to version 35.0.191637. This update brings an undo button for recently closed tabs. So let's say you accidentally close it, or you close it and you realize you still need it, or you close the wrong tab for whatever reason, you can undo it. You should see a button which will let you reopen that tab. And it also supports multi-window support. So if you have a device like a Samsung device or an LG device that has the multi-window layer implemented, then you should soon be able to use this as well. But that's really all there is for the headlines. So as far as app news for this week, developer Koosh, who you may know developed the AllCast app, has created an app called Cast Receiver, which supports casting from your Android device to the Fire TV. So it's a two-step installation. You'll need the Cast Receiver app installed on your Android device and the same Cast Receiver app installed on your Fire TV. Currently, it's only being supported by installation via side loading, so you need to check unknown sources. He has submitted the app to the Amazon Fire Store, or the Kindle Fire Store, I suppose, to install it directly, but it is still pending the last I checked. So you can keep checking out for it if you want to hold off. But basically, you'll be able to cast your content from your device to your Fire TV. As far as other news, though, the Sony LifeLog app is now supported by the Xperia Z2, so you can keep track of your, I believe it's for fitness and regular activities using this app. For those of you who are fans of The Walking Dead, The Walking Dead Season 1 game is now available for Google Play. Basically, the first season is free to play right straight from the app. But if you want to play any season thereafter, you do have to pay via in-game content. I haven't had a chance to check it out, but from what I understand, you're following the exploits of a random guy who is living and trying to survive through the zombie apocalypse, and you'll be met up with various characters from the TV show and develop plot points and storylines from there on out. For those of you who are users of Netflix, their app was updated to have better second screen content, so while you're sending content from your Netflix app to your TV, you'll have more information on your device as well. Google Play Music got an update to add support for streaming to Sonos, so if you have that device, or if you have a Sonos device, you can now stream Google Play Music to it. For those of you who are fans of The Simpsons or Family Guy, Family Guy Quest for Stuff was released to Google Play. I say The Simpsons, or a fan of The Simpsons as well, because the storyline and development of the game is pretty similar to The Simpsons. In Family Guy, Peter fights again with a chicken and the town is destroyed, so you have to rebuild it from the ground up. So if you're familiar with The Simpsons Tapped Out, Family Guy Quest for Stuff shouldn't be too... it's basically very similar to The Simpsons. And finally, the CF Lumen app was released. This update brings auto color adjustment to rooted devices running KitKat. The last we saw this device, or this app, it was available for Android 2-based devices. So basically, since then, he had stopped development, I guess, for whatever reason, but now that he has an app available, what it does is it'll detect the time of day and lighting conditions in your area and automatically adjust the screen color and temperature to better reflect your environment. But that is all for that, so I'll jump right into the device news for this week. So to start it off, if you have an NVIDIA Shield, it got its Android 4.4.2 update, so definitely update it to that to get the latest performance and system enhancements. And finally, the Samsung Galaxy Ace was announced. It's a new low-end Galaxy phone. It has a 4-inch screen, a 1.2 GHz dual-core processor, 512 megs of RAM, 4 gigs of storage, a 5-megapixel rear camera, 1500 milliamp hour battery, and Android 4.4. It still also does have a light version of TouchWiz. So if you want an entry-level device or want to give this device to a child, or you want a device that you know may break soon, or something that's going to eventually be a throwaway device, then this may be the device for you. But that's really all for the device news. So with that, I'm going to jump right into the app review for this week. And it's an app that was released for Android this week called Mailbox. It was a previous release to iOS only and is developed by the creators of Dropbox. So what it is, it's a swipe-based email that learns from how you interact with your email. So as you archive and delete emails, or you set, or there's one other feature which I'll get to in a little bit, but it learns based on how you interact with your email to show you your email as you need it and automatically set reminders and that sort of thing as you do that with your emails as you go. So one of the major features of Mailbox is that, as I mentioned, if you do a short swipe right, it'll archive emails. If you long swipe right, then it'll delete the email. But if you short or long swipe from right to left, you can set reminders for emails to say, let's say, remind me about this email in 30 minutes. Or you can add the email to a to-do list. So if it's a task that you need to complete later that day, you can do that. Or if it's an email that you need to reply to or work on, but you're in a meeting, then you can set the reminder for 30 minutes. And you'll see that email again in 30 minutes. So it's a pretty nifty app. It has a nice UI. It does follow the Holo UI guidelines for the most part, but it also seems to mix in the iOS 7 look a little bit. So that left a little bit something to be desired. I kind of prefer a full Holo UI, but it doesn't look overtly bad to the point where it's annoying, or it doesn't follow the Android 2 look or anything like that. So it's a good start for an initial release of the app for Android. It is currently a free app, and it is worth checking out if you want an app that learns from your email habits. So I'll have a link to the review I wrote up for the Android Realm, as well as a YouTube slideshow preview, so you can check it out and see what it looks like, see if it's something that is worth checking out and something you actually want to use as a Gmail or email app replacement. But that is all for that, so with that, I'll jump right into the credits for this week. So that is all for this particular episode of the Android Realm Podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, want more information about Mailbox or anything I covered in this week's episode or any prior episode for that matter, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And as always, I want to thank our sponsor for the Android Realm Podcast, Tweaked Audio, where their 7 great styles and 7 great colors of headphones will suit any need of style that you have. Their headphones are noise-reducing and very durable, so they'll last you through whatever you need. But if you ever have any problems, questions, comments, concerns, you can always reach out to their customer service, and they're happy to help you out. And they also have free shipping on their headphones, so you don't have to worry about spending too much extra to get your headphones shipped to you. And when you use a promo code GEEK, that's G-E-E-K, you'll get an extra 1/3 off of your order, and you can save some money that way as well. So be sure to visit geek-io.com/tweaked and use the promo code GEEK to get started on your brand new set of headphones today. And as always, if you want to find more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, be sure to visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.